Bruchim Abayim to the 15th in the continuing series of Shiurim on the sources of the Halacha. Last week we went through the sugya based upon the Mishnah in Brachas and Yudam and Beis and Beis Hillel and Shammai, and we spoke about the role of Chumras within the Halacha process. And this week we'll move on to the next Mishnah. But the subject matter that we're going to speak about is not going to be actually the Mishnah, but actually a sugya that somehow comes, the Gemara discusses vis-a-vis the Mishnah, which is a very, very famous sugya called the Birchas HaTorah, the blessings we make on the Torah. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis is speaking about the brachas of Kriya Shema in the morning. The first bracha of Kriya Shema, of course, is Yetzer Ora Verechayshech, or Yetzer HaMoiretz. And the second bracha is Ava Rabba, or Avos Oilam. There are two traditions in Chazal, different minhagim. And the Gemara, while discussing the bracha, we call Ava Rabba. I dove in the Sakashkana, so certainly Ava Rabba. So, Agav, the discussion of Ava Rabba, the Gemara brings the following Memra statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara says, we're in Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hishkim L'Shanais, if a person gets up, L'Shanais, right, a person gets up to learn, right, actually, right, Ad Shaloi Kala Kriya Shema, if he has not yet read Kriya Shema, Tzorach L'Vorach, he has to make a Brocha, Tzorach L'Vorach, which means he has to make a Birchas HaTorah. Mishakorah Kriya Shema, once he's read Kriya Shema, Ein Tzorach L'Vorach, he doesn't have to make a Brocha, why not? Shekevar nifter ba'ava rabba, because he became exempted from the Birchas HaTorah because of Ava Rabba. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Says Rashi. Rashi says shekevar nifter ba'ava rabba. What does Ava Rabba have to do with Birchas HaTorah? Says Rashi. The Bramaskas shekevar nifter ba'ava rabba. Says Rashi. Sheish yesh ba me'ein Birchas HaTorah. And Ava Rabba speaks about things that have to do with Birchas HaTorah. Like it says, "V'sein b'libeinu lilmoi l'lamei l'shuv v'laisa l'keim is called divrei sabot rasecha u'tlad dechukim v'tzenecha." In other words, that in Ava Rabba we have elements that speak about the Torah, limud haTorah. Okay, that's the Gemara says. So once again, Ava Avudah Mashmuel Yishk v'shalas ashal kara kriyish matzol l'vorech. V'shikara kriyish v'ein tzol l'vorech shekavah nifter ba'Ava Rabba. And then the Gemara goes on and speaks about what types of things require bracha. So the Gemara goes on, Ravuna, Lemikotol, Levorech, etc., etc. And the Gemara discusses what type of things require Birchas HaTorah. Okay, but that's all. Now, what's interesting is that there's a long Tosfos on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. And the Dibur HaMaskil, Shekvar nifter bi'ava rabba. So Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi yesh hadam rinim shekvar nifter bi'ava rabba. V'hu sheshona al atav. Right? The Yerushalmi says that which we say, you're a potter from Birchas HaTorah if you said ava rabba, that's when shona al atav means you learned immediately. Like Tosfos says, peirush, that means to say, in other words, I guess right after the davening, you sat down and learned whatever is chayav Birchas HaTorah. Okay? Okay, now, so the Tosfos is a question, Nishal HaRav Rabbi Yitzchak, so it was asked from Rabbi Yitzchak, we don't learn right after Tfilas HaShacha, Shana Trudim V'Ochim, Kach B'loi Limud, Ad Emtza Yom, in other words, Nebuch, we have to go to work and it's not until the middle of the day, we come back that we can learn. Okay, he said, "Am I ain anu mevolchem bechal haTorah pam acheres kishanu maskil lembol?" So there was actually, first of all, for the Tosfos is mashma that the minhag was not to say bechal haTorah in the morning; they would just say Ava Rabba. And what they're asking is that we don't have time to open up a sefer and learn right after the davening, right after the tefillah. So we go to work and then we come back then in the afternoon. So do we have to say bechal haTorah again when we learn afterwards? That's the question was asked Rabbi Yitzchak. Very, very interesting is that this Tosfos is deals with an issue which is actually a common issue we've seen many times in Tosfos, that this is the reconcile the resolution of the halacha together with the minhag. It was the minhag of people. We see clearly in Tosfos that people did not say Birchas HaTorah in the morning before the davening, not like we do. That's number one. And number two is that, in other words, the minhag was after they davened, they went, they went to work, you know, full day of work, and they came back and they questioned the Birchas HaTorah again.
Even though the simple reading of the Gemara implies that Lechatchili should say Birchas, it sounds like a
bit yibbe. Ah, so we're going to speak about that. That's not so clear. That would appear, and I'm going to take strong issue with that.
Good.
Okay, so that was asked Rabbi Yitzchak. Ve'eshiv Rabbi Yitzchak, the loy kai melan kaisa l'shalmi. We don't hold that to l'shalmi. Hoyil, the gemara shalom loy omloy. The ain't zorg la'al to l'omloy. Right? We don't hold that to l'shalmi. Because our gemara obviously doesn't mention this condition for shoshan alata, meaning that you don't have to learn immediately and you don't have to learn afterwards. Okay? That's number one. So that's the first difference of Tosfos. It's interesting why, you know, it's interesting that Tosfos assumed that why not hold like the Yerushalmi? But in any case, Tosfos says we don't hold the Algebra, hold the Yerushalmi. So therefore, you could go to work and come back, you have to get another Birchas HaTorah. Okay? Now, the Tosfos gives a second difference, Va'oit. Now, that was a Torah that Rabbi Yitzchak gave. Tosfos gives a second difference, Va'oit. The word Taisa says, Yerushalmi might be speaking only about Avaraba. Aval Brocha Shebachavana, the Brocha, later on the Gemara brings the Birchas HaTorah that we are accustomed to make. Right? But the Brocha Shebachavana, Lasek B'Divrei Torah, that bothers you even the entire day. Right? That bothers you the entire day. In other words, which is interesting, what is the void? Because the question that was posed to Rabbi Yitzchak is Mashu, they didn't make Birchas HaTorah at all, b'chlal. Which means I would like to say the void is not Rabbi Yitzchak answering, but is a later edition of the Tosfos, saying that, in other words, it must be that between the first answer of Rabbi Yitzchak and void, somehow people were making Birchas HaTorah before davening. That's my hypothesis of contention. And the question was, if they're making Birchas HaTorah early in the morning, then for sure they don't have to learn immediately, and whatever they learn afterwards, you know, it relies upon that Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Okay, now.
After Birchas HaTorah, they don't say like we do, if you're psukim in the Mishnah or whatever.
That's our minhag from the, it's mashra, if we hold up Gemara and hold up the Yerushalmi, then that. But we'll see that minhag later, because it's complicated.
This Tosfos is not saying, Tosfos is
saying, right, that's enough, yeah. Although from the Hemshech, the Rebbe of the Tosfos, the Tosfos is dealing with an issue, is that even if I said something right after the Birchas HaTorah, and there's a long hefsek after that, but there's many, many ways of slicing the Tosfos. I'm trying to be as fundamental as possible. Now, the reason I'm saying this, because I want to now go to the Rebbeinu Yonah, because I think that my claim on the Tosfos will be justified by the Rebbeinu Yonah. Okay, now, the Rebbeinu Yonah is in the pages of the Rif, the Dapi Rif, in Hey Amud Beis. Okay? Now, the Rebbeinu Yonah is, the Rebbeinu Yonah brings a sugya. Right? Brings a sugya. And I'm in the Hey Amud Beis of the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Diba Maska Ulefi Mashmo. So it must be about 10 lines from the bottom. 10, 11 lines from the bottom, left hand side. Okay? So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, okay, once again, Hamad Bey, he's actually in the normal Vilna Shas, it's page 10, Rabbeinu Yonah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ulefi Mashmas Halacha. Says Rabbeinu, the Mashmas is, what's Mashmas Halacha, I don't know what it means, but it appears to be, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Nira, Shazay Inu Omer Elek Shehiskim Nekrois, Koylim Shekoa Kriyashma. Right? In other words, the Gemara is only speaking about when a person gets up to read before Kriya Shema, which, as I'm claiming, is not a common thing. Most people don't learn. I mean, maybe people do today because of the Daf Yomi, but I'm saying that most of the time they don't learn before they daven. Avol Acha Shekoa Kriya Shema, after one reads Kriya Shema, Ein Tzor Levarech. You don't have to make another bracha. Why should you come on after Ba'av Arama? That's the Gemara. In other words, which, in fact, actually, I want to claim the mashmals of the Gemara is that that which a person gets up and reads, it's only the person is going to learn before davening. But what's the basha from the Gemara? That normally people don't get up to learn before davening. And most people, at least, the time of the Gemara, time of Abahuta Mashmuel, the time of the Tosfos, didn't say Birchas HaTorah before davening. What they did was, they said Birchas Kriya Shema, and it wasn't the part of Birchas Kriya Shema. That's the mashmals of the Gemara. אבל בירושלמי אומר, תחיימינו בבוח הרב הפטר אותם כשכרו או בשון המיד, שכרו הגישו מספל. אבל, in other words, אבל אם לא קורא מיד, ואחר כך בא לקויס, in other words, the person didn't read immediately, and he comes back from work and wants to, the קויס means to תרש מחסב, לשאל את בי תרש מיד פה. אין אבא רב הפטר, דאחר כסינו ורור שנשון על התאו. Okay, now, so that's a Benayana. So once again, we give it a Benayana that, in fact, actually, the Gemara, which speaks about same Birchas HaTorah, is speaking about a case where I happen to want to learn before davening. But that doesn't seem to have been the generic case. Now, Seth goes on to the Benayana and says, Va'olam einan choshen l'zay Yerushalmi, which squares with the Torah's first. They ask the Benayana, what about us? Va'filuk shrekoyen shah gedoyla, acha kriya avarabah, einu v'ochen klal. In other words, even the people start learning way after Kriya Shema, right? Where according to any bracha you consider to be Hazakadas or Hefsek, nonetheless, what? They don't make another Birchas HaTorah. V'choch b'luniel, shalom zele, I think of Yenison, Ben Yenison and Luniel, probably. V'heishiv lahem, so he answered them, Asik ben Yitzchak, ben Yitzchak. No, Asik ben Yitzchak, ben Yitzchak. V'heishiv lahem, tekeimen shadava mesub, mesubak,
written in Yitzchak.
What?
In this version,
written
in Rabbi Yitzchak.
Rabbi Yitzchak, right. Okay. The Birushalmi, right, Mesupik, the Birushalmi mashmet ein birchas ava rabba pateras el bishan al ata, uvetamet shal nirish pateras kol ayoy, ein tvein tzog lavoach, ela kishishkim nekweiz koidim kriyashma, kinechsim in la'el, v'oilam noyagim shal lavoach. Right, whatever it is. In other words, basically saying that the Bavli doesn't rule like Birushalmi. Yesh lo te tam l'minik kifisha chol teino. Well, we need a time, right? Kamo shem Yerushalmi, kol makam shatam moitz halach lefefes tzeir e'hech na'ag v'nog. So once again, the Rabbeinu Yenis seems to be saying that this din, that I say Ava Rabba, and I don't learn for several hours, and afterwards, it's a minute. But the Rabbeinu Yenis, you know, question this minute, how could it possibly be that a person makes a bracha on something and, you know, doesn't do anything, it's not called a hefsek. The time a minute, b'pnei shem enagin olomeh b'chol yom el ha-bracha is koidem kriya shema. Of Isa Bracha, Shiva Boyka, Poyta Kolayom. Ah, so now, what's interesting like this, the following thing. The Ben Yenis is a little bit differently. In other words, the Ben Yenis says, right? The Ben Yenis is a little bit differently. In other words, the Ben Yitzchak, what was he speaking about? The Ben Yitzchak, right? What I understand from the Ben Yitzchak is the Kohen Anush Anu Loindim Miyad Achat Tfilas Hashachar. Ein Anu Lo Nachar. In other words, I understand that Ben Yitzchak was asked the question, is that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah before davening. They just said Ava Rabba. The Ushabi says, you use it Ava Rabba only if you learn immediately. They didn't learn immediately. The Ben Yitzchak said Ava Rabba works for the rest of the day. That's it. The Ben Yaina is saying it a little bit differently. The Ben Yaina, right, says Va'olam, right, Uvatam Shal Nira Shal Pteros Kol Hayom, Ve'ein Shal Lavorach Ela Kishishkim Lekreis Koidim Kriya Shema, right? And this is Va'olam Noyagim Shal Lavorach Yesh Lates Tam Laminik V'yoseinu Kamo Shem Yerushalmi Kamo Shem Yerushalmi Kamo Shem Yerushalmi Right Va'olam Noyagim Va'olam Noyagim
Our minig is to say Birchas Kriya Shema. To say Birchas Kriya Shema before Kriya Shema. Elo HaBrochas, which means the three brachas of Kriya Shema. And these brachas parted the entire day. Which means Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about an evolution in the minig. In other words,
The Rabbeinu Yitzchak, in the time of Rabbeinu Yitzchak, it was clear that they weren't making Birchas HaTorah before Kriya Shema. I'm saying it again. The Yisrael Ava Rabba. And they asked Rabbeinu Yitzchak, right? We, who don't get to learn until later on, right? Should we say another Birchas HaTorah? Which is suggested by the Yerushalmi. I mean, it says, no, the Bavli doesn't rule like that. The Rabbeinu Yaina is now addressing a parallel but a newer version of the Shaila. The minhag at the time of the Rabbeinu Yaina seems to be that people did say Birchas HaTorah before Kriya Shema. And Rabbeinu Yaina is asking a different question. He has a question that if I make Birchas HaTorah before Kriya Shema, and let's say if I don't learn right the Birchas HaTorah, even if I learn, but there's a big hefsek, I don't learn afterwards, do I have to say Birchas HaTorah again? And Rabbeinu Yaina here is going to come up with a whole svara that says that the Birchas HaTorah I make in the morning passes me for the entire day. And then he's going to speak about Sukkah and Tzitzis and Tefillin, etc., etc.
So, is this Rabbi Yitzchak of Lunia is the same Rabbeinu Yitzchak from the Tosfos?
I don't know. That's what I'm worried about. I think Rabbeinu Yitzchak is not Yitzchak Lunia, it's Rabbi Yenisim 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 Yenisim. I don't know. This is Rabbeinu Yitzchak, but you see, he raises the question.
He was asked,
right? But then he goes on to our minute. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yaina switches gears and goes to our minute. Right, in other words, it's a parallel question, it's not the same question. It's a parallel question. Okay? Now, what I would like to say, dear audience, is the following thing. It's very interesting. I want to compare the Gilsa of our Gemara with the Gilsa of the Yerushalmi a little bit. Our Gemara says, Omer Avihuda Mashmuel, Hishkim Lashonos, the person got up to learn, which I'm learning, and it's clear from the Tosfos of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, in the Tosfos, that wasn't a common thing to do in the time of the Gemara, and so in that time of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak in the Tosfos. Achala Kosh Kriyashuk Levoch. But once you said Kriyashuk Levoch, now, ain't so Levoch. And the Gemara answers, Shekavar nifta be'ava rabba. Because I became potter with Ava rabba. That's what our Gemara says. There's a reason. And Rashi explains, Ava rabba. Now, in the Yerushalmi, the Gilsa of the Yerushalmi is missing this explanation. Let me read. It says, Shmuel Amar. Okay? Shmuel says, Hishkim l'shanois. The Yerushalmi, it's in the, I don't know, this version is Testament based, but every Yerushalmi is a different, Hishkim Lashonais, the person gets up to learn, Koidim Kriyishma, Tzach Levorach. La'acha Kriyishma Ein Tzach Levorach. And the Kriyishma is the Megabrocha. Omerav, Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Abba, V'ush Hashan Alata. Now, if I just read the Yerushalmi, I would say, then what pattens me from Birchas HaTorah is Kriya Shema. That's what I would say. Now you think I'm crazy. Because I'm crazy. Because the Gemara is an explanation for that. However, what I want to say is, I want to raise this as a question, that maybe, according to Yerushalmi, the Petua of Kriya Shema is not Avarabba, but Birchas HaTorah is not Avarabba, but Kriya Shema itself. Okay? Now, before you start screaming at me and arguing me, how could that possibly be? First of all, I want to just read from the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, just to blunt the shockwave. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, it must have been a slip. I went to Hilchos Talmud Torah. But anyway, the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, Pamayim Bechol Yoyim Koyin Krishim Be'el V'Boiker, says there's Bishop of Kumecha. Okay? Beis, says the Rambam, Umau Kerek Shlesh Parsis Eilu, Hein Shema Vayim Shemaya Vayoyim. Umatim Bekos Parsis Shema Be'yesh Vayichad Hashem V'Avosay V'Salmudai, Shehu ikra gadol shakol toloi boy. In the Rambam it's Mashu, there are three ikrim in Shema. There's Yichad Hashem, Shem Lakan Hashem Achad. There's Avasai, Avas Hashem, Yoav Tov, By the way, people say va'ahavta, it's wrong dick with va'ahavta, it's command. And Talmudai, she'ikar gadol.
What do you mean by ikar over here?
Whatever, no, but we see that in Kriyashma there's a mention of Talmud Torah.
I mean, this is the...
Wait a second. The Gemara is mashba that the Birchas HaTorah come from Avraham.
No, the Gemara that talks about why we're Makdim Rishuv and Levi says we're...
I don't want to go into Akash Rishuv and Korcha. Forget about that. Let's continue, okay? Now, what I want to raise here is an interesting question. As we all know, there's a very famous Shita of the Ramban. We know that the Sefer, the Mitzvah's Asay, Shashokach HaRamban, the Ramban lists the Mitzvah's Asay, Ladas HaRamban, and Shashokach HaRamban, what the Ramban left out. One of the Ramban lists as Mitzvah Tezvav, Mitzvah's Asay, Ladas HaRamban, is Birchas HaTorah. Everybody knows Ramban holds the Birchas HaTorah D'Oraisa. The first Bialocha speaks about it in Mem Zayin, Birchas HaTorah D'Oraisa. The Ramban has arrived for the explicit Gemara. The explicit Gemara is, and Daf, Chaf Aleph Ben Aleph. Okay? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, right? Minayin leBirchas HaMozon l'achrei min haTorah. How do you know Birchas HaMozon is min haTorah? Like it says, V'yachal v'savata, uveirachta. ומנין לברכס התאיר לפניה מן התאיר, שנאמה, כי שם השם אקרו, הובו גודל אלוקנו. Okay? And the Gemara tries to learn, the Kal Vachoyma, that Birch HaTor should be after Limut, and Tzok Birch HaRishayna. It's an entire sugi. Mitz Hashem, maybe one day we'll get there. But the Ramban learns, the Birch HaTor is the Yereisa. Now, and what do we learn that from? We learn that from Kishem Hashem Mekav Elokeinu. Now, if Birchas HaTorah is D'oraisa, so when do we say Birchas HaTorah? Min HaTorah. In other words, Midrabanan, they were masakin these brachas. By the way, the brachas mentioned in the Shas are Maraim saying the brachas. There's no Tanaic source that speaks of a Birchas HaTorah. But what's interesting is
the nusach.
Yeah, and in fact, for the fact that Amoraim gives the nusach is mashma that the Tanaim didn't have a nusach. Where are these Birchas HaTorah min haTorah? Where are they? Where'd they go? I want to claim that it's Kriya Shema, the Birchas HaTorah that we say every single day, Midyaraisa, is Kriya Shema, and that's what the Rambam is saying. What the Rambam is saying is, in addition to the Ikre of Yichud Hashem and Avos Hashem is Sabbath Torah. Shua Ikra Gadol shall call Tolei Boy. Meaning then what? Meaning, let's now try to understand. Yeah.
You said the Rambam agrees the Ramban now.
No. He doesn't. He doesn't list it as a mitzvah's Asay D'Oraisa.
But it isn't. But it's.
Well, wait a second. He does. Could maybe it's not a separate mitzvah. Whatever. He listed Hilchos Tefillah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, holds apart the tefillah. Whatever it is. I'm just saying is, the Rambam does agree with the Ramban that Birchas HaTorah speaks about Tabat Torah. He might agree with my Lamdos. The reason he might not listen to the Mitzvah is because maybe Shem HaShem Kuala of the Lakeno is not a direct thief. I don't know if to write down the Makhlak. But Lamais, he's agreed with me too.
What,
that in fact, Minat Torah, there's something called Birchas HaTorah, which is in Kriya Shema.
I always thought Birchas HaTorah Lefaneh was talking about the aliyah to the Torah when you broke
before. I understand, but although,
if this is the case, what's the bracha?
Wait a second. We don't make what? Okay, let's just go. Let's go step by step. We're gonna give several shiurim on this, but I just want to go step by step. Now, which comes out a very, very interesting thing. Very interesting thing. First of all, I want to claim, I'm being very bold now, that's the pshat of the Yerushalmi. B'shat the Yerushalmi is, if I get up before Kriya Shema, I want to learn, I have to make Birchas HaTorah. And it could possibly be the Takana of Birchas HaTorah that I mentioned, Mai Mavoch, Amud HaMashmuel, and then Rabbi Yochanan ends with something, and then Rav Hamnuna. They'll masakin his Birchas HaTorah if I want to learn before Davening. But the fact is that I want to learn Pshat in the Yerushalmi. I might be the first person to learn like this. Is that
The Rishonim is not speaking about Ava Rabba. The Rishonim is speaking about Kriya Shema. And the Kriya Shema is Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Rambam says. From Kishem Hashem Ekra HaLelokeinu, we know that we have to make what? Birchas HaTorah every single day. We learn it's a little in Torah every single day. And the Birchas HaTorah that was made was Shema Yisrael. Now, this is stage number one. This is the Araisa stage. Stage number two. So in other words, I claim that people doubt. Stage number two, when they were Masakin, the Birchas Kriya Shema. Now this is what the Bavli is actually claiming to be Chodek of the Yerushalmi. The Bavli takes the same Bavli, but claims that the Petua of Birchas HaTorah of the Kriya Shema is a Petua because it's an Ava Rabba. And it could possibly, why is there a patua of Ava Rabba? For a very simple reason. Because once they were masakin, the brachas of Kriya Shema before Kriya Shema, so the takana was that I should make an explicit bracha on Torah. An explicit bracha on Torah. I was Shema Yisrael. So the Rishonim understood that the din is that why am I pot after Kriya Shema? Not because I said Shema Yisrael, because I said Ava Rabba, which came because of Torah, like Rashi learned. That's the Bavli. Okay? Now, so in other words, but there's Birchas HaTorah, right, before that. Now comes stage number three, stage number four. What's stage number four? That somehow there's a takana that every day, and this is the minhag of the Rabbeinu Yehuda, there's no makor in the Shas for this. Stage number four, three, four, whatever it is, I stopped counting. Stage number three or four is that they made a takana to make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. That's it. And that pots me for the rest of the day. The Birchas HaTorah that the Gemarayim initially were masakin, just if perchance I happen to have learned before Kriya Shema. I know this is revolutionary, but I hope this is mamish the pshat a little bit. Look at the Tosfos again. You'll agree with me. And if not, then I welcome your comments. Okay, now, it turns out that what comes out here is a very interesting thing. Because once this, it seems to be here, is that once there's a takana of this Birchas HaTorah, so the question is, and this is actually the Tosfos raises issue. The time of Maishlam is Sukkah. Was it from Sukkah? The Rabbeinu Yehuda too asked the question, right? The Rabbeinu Yehuda said it's Sukkah, right? V'omer met Mereno Harav, right? Tzitzis and Tefillin is a mitzvah every single day. Harav Mitzvah Zatir we make only once a day, and since Tefillin we don't make. And there's all these. The Rishonim invest a lot of energy in trying to machalek between Birchas HaTorah and between right, other Birchas HaMitzvah. So, for example, the Tosfos says, right? The Tosfos says, "Yes, but the Shani Torah." I mean, for the Tosfos Yud Aleph Beis, the Shani Torah is different. She'enu miyayish tata the whole sha'adim b'chuv l'moit, like it says, "Gizul yom v'layla." Person's supposed to learn the entire day. He's not Miyanshu learning, whatever that means. But he also says something a little bit different. He says, the Chopam Vabab, really, the Tao Shainu Doimazem, Bilesh Hatfilm, Choltsin, Rafik Choyzev, right? Right, aval kriya kishakar pamachas adayin lo dinim mitzvasa shikolayoy. It's a mitzvah the only day. In other words, if I take off tefillin, I stop doing the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah every single day. Lefi kishori, etc. In other words, there's different. I don't want to go through this. Not a shiur klali neshiva that will take all the lashon hashreinim and compare lashon hashreinim. But there seems to be something special about the Torah. In fact, even if I go to sleep, it's a machlokes. And the ma'aseh according to Chacham of the minhag is not to make a bracha if I go to sleep. There's something different about Torah. Now, we see over here an interesting stages in the halacha. Because if we say that on the Deraisa level, I said Kriya Shema, and that was it. You know, that's it. I mean, there's no happy. Kriya Shema's not a bracha. You say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema doesn't
Kriya Shema is, you know, pata you, that's like Kriya Shema, pata Shema or Shemaya, the entire day, the pata you from, you know. But now, when Birchas HaTorah is no longer a, and then it goes to Ava Rabba, so stage one it's Kriya Shema. And then it's Ava Rabba. So, we're not asking the question, how come I'm going to do Birchas HaTorah? We're asking that question, why not? Because, you know, because it's a tefillah. The rabbi is a tefillah. I know you guys are asking for the Rishami. One second. But then we make it brachas. That's different. We make it brachas. So if you make birchas HaTorah, real brachas, birchas HaMitzvah, so like any mitzvah, tzitzis, tefillin. How come if I learn 6 hours later, I'm talking another bracha? In other words, when we're going from the Shema to Ava Rabba, then to Birchas HaTorah, which is more Birchas HaMitzvahs, then already the question becomes relevant. Why is Birchas HaMitzvahs different than other Birchas HaMitzvahs? And then I'm going to have all the lamdos. The Tosfos, the Ramid Yaina, up to the Bris Karav, the Chayim, Yeshiva Soloveitchik. Now, you could ask me an interesting question, which you can say that from a tributary, you're contradicting yourself. Because Yerushalmi said, V'hush Hashan al Atar. Right? Yerushalmi itself said, V'hush Hashan al Atar. Right? In other words, Yerushalmi says, so it could possibly be the thing of Rabbi Boy, Rabbi Abba, who's Hashan al Atar. Now, Rabbi Abba understood, could possibly be, Rabbi Abba understood, at least, in other words, in the time of Shmuel, Kriya Shema was mighty them. But the time of Abba, could possibly Rabbi Abba holds that really it's Abba Rabba, and who's Hashan al Atar. In other words, the Torah's explanation can be understood in the Rishami the following way. Shmuel's did. By the way, it's not in the Rishami, the gifts is not Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, it's Shmuel. In Shmuel's time, they said Kriya Shema, that was it. But the time is Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Abba, right? They were really being Yitzchak with Abba Rabba. It became more of a bracha. And then comes the din, Shoshan al Atar. And then the Tosfos says, well, the Yerushalmi is different because there you're making the bracha. In other words, you could say that the extra din of Abba Rabba Abba was speaking in a different stage, where in fact the Birchas HaTorah was no longer Kriya Shema, right? It was more a bracha. Abba was more of a bracha, and it was Rabbi Abba speaking on the level of the Bavli. And then, if it's a bracha already, then an Abba is a bracha. Well, if it's a bracha and not just Kriya Shema, then the question is, I have to do the mitzvah immediately. That's over the siyasa. That's how I want to claim the Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi is like jumping over two levels. So the Bavli, what the Bavli does is bridges the two levels. First of all, the Bavli is not Geira Shmuel, Geira Abba Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, which is closer to Rabbi Abba. And the Bavli says, Shekevar Nifta Ba'Ava Rabba. In other words, by that time, already it was Abba Rabba. And on that, Rabbi Abba says the Rushami Shura Ata, and the Taisa suggests, Pas Maisa, the Bavli's Chalka the Rushami. That's what I want to read. In any case, we come up here with a very interesting thing is that we see over here that what's called Birchas HaTorah has had a very interesting change in stages over history. And the fact is that the Derech HaLamdim and HaGdeidim in every generation, we have these two aspects of Birchas HaTorah. On one hand, you know, and this is, comes into different opinions of Halacha. On one hand, there's aspects of Birchas HaTorah that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. According to many opinions, if you go to sleep, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah. On the other hand, though, I mean, Birchas HaTorah acts not necessarily as a Birchas HaMitzvah. In fact, Birchas HaTorah, I mean, Magen Avraham Paskens, we just read it to Shavuos, they're like, you don't up all night. I'm making a new Birchas HaTorah. Which is not a Birchas HaTorah. It's not a Birchas HaTorah. Just like I say, Kriya Shema every single day, it's a Birchas HaTorah every single day. In other words, these complications or these two aspects of Birchas HaTorah are really the fact that the halacha comes to a fruition after different stages, right, in which it was expressed different ways. That's what I want to claim. Now, the fact is that the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, by the way, in the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is in Hilchas Tefillah. It's not in Hilchas Brachas. So if you're looking at Hilchas Tefillah, you're not going to find it. It's in Hilchas Brachas. The Rambam says, the Rambam says, I think it's in Parag Vav in the Rambam, but Parag Zayin, you see. The Rambam says, it's interesting, the Rambam brings like this. Perek Zayin, the Rambam speaks of brachas we make every single day. Halacha alak, shetik lecham divrei tefillas, tik le brachas acheres. Lechol yom. Eilu hein. When a person goes to sleep, he makes hamapil, right? He says kriya shma in the morning, right? Right? Now, the correct kriya pashu is shema kriya shma, right? Right? Elokai neshama, etc., etc. And he brings all the bechas hashachar. In other words, in Perek Zayin, the Rambam speaks about brachas we make every single day. And then, the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, which means the Rambam says the Birchas HaTorah is part of the brachas we make every single day. It's not in Hilchos Brachos, it's Hilchos Tefillah. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam brings the brachas we make every single day. It says the Rambam, Hamashkim Nekor V'Torah Koyim Shiraka Kriya Shema. A person gets up in the morning, right, to learn Torah before he says Kriya Shema. Ben Kor V'Torah Shechsav, Torah Shel Peh. He makes three brachas. And after that he makes and Amalai B'Torah Yisroel, right? And then says the Rambam, so no, the Rambam brings the Kabbalah. And then the Rambam says in the Halacha Yud Aleph, B'chol Yom Chayav Al Mavorech, Shos Brachas Eilu. Okay? V'achach, he writes a little bit of Torah, etc., etc. Very interesting. Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, like, get up before Kriya Shema, let's make three brachas. And then Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, I'm chayav to say these brachas every single day. It's almost like the Rambam is Bezakel Shtar LeBeitrei. Which means the Rambam is clearly claiming that there's two dinim here. There's a din of an issit to learn before I say Birchas HaTorah, but then there's a din of Birchas HaTorah have to be said every single day. Now, what is that saying on this Rambam? And how did the Gedalia Achrei meet the Rambam? Right, Yemit Hashem, that's going to be the subject of the next Shia. We're actually going to go a little bit deeper into this and see how different stages of a minhag and a halacha, how in fact, actually, when these stages create a multifaceted aspect of the halacha itself, which occupies the Gedalia Achreinim and understanding the different aspects of the mitzvah. And we're going to see how the lomdim understand it, and how this actually, the consequence of this in halacha lemaisa. I think we'll do that in Mirtz Hashem next time. We'll continue Birchas HaTorah. Until then, from an undisclosed place to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Kodesh, Kol Tov.